But if you read the newspaper headlines today, you'd believe that the Attorney General Brandis, and the headlines are dishonest, the Attorney General Brandis urged this dreadful woman, the Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs, boy oh boy, to resign. That's the argument. Brandis ordered her, or was trying to suggest, that she should resign and offer another job. This is an inducement. This is in breach of the Public Service Act. Bring in the federal police and let's just see whether or not she hasn't, or Brandis and co, haven't been guilty of some kind of offence. The truth is, Chris Moraitis gave the Secretary of the Attorney-General's Department, gave evidence yesterday to a Senate Estimates Committee, that it was Triggs who telephoned him to ask him what the Attorney-General's view, Brandis, was on her staying at the Commission. Moraitis then spoke to Brandis and told Triggs that the Attorney-General had, quote, lost confidence in her as Commission President, but that he respected her as a lawyer, which is more than I would have said, and would be happy to offer her a job elsewhere. Triggs says Brandis, in referring to another job, was seeking her resignation. Moraitis said the word resignation was never spoken. Well, why would you bother? I mean, this woman, she's got a track record, this Gillian Triggs, I can tell you. Now Labor's asking the federal police to investigate whether an inducement was offered to Triggs in breach of the Federal Crimes Act. This is beyond ridiculous. It is no surprise this woman has lost the confidence of the Abbott government and she should be sacked. Whether or not that's allowed under the Act, she should be sacked. She disgraced herself before a Senate inquiry last year when she admitted delaying the Commission's inquiry into children in detention until 2014 when Abbott was Prime Minister for fear it would become, quote, politicised, even though under Labor there were 1,962 children in detention, no Triggs inquiry to them. Now there are only 192. Taxpayers should not be funding partisan ideological exercises like this Human Rights Commission waste of space.